welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. For if you're a new listener, I'm thankful to the Lord that He directed you here. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing on a subject which I've entitled The Seasons of the Lord. And we began by looking at a verse in the opening passages of the Bible in Genesis, where it talked about the Lord had established the natural seasons. That's Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And just as God has ordained the natural seasons of the physical world, He has also ordained seasons in our spiritual walk, in our lives. And there are many lessons to be learned in each of those seasons. And you might say, well, what is God's purpose? Well, that's what we need to come to Him and find out and ask, because He's doing a work in our lives in all the seasons that He has ordained. All His ways are perfect and full of joy. And regardless of whatever season we might be going through, especially if it's a season of need, a time of difficulty or persecution, we need to learn to count it all joy, as James says in that first chapter, verse 2. And he goes on to say, and if for a season in 1 Peter 1 and 6, the apostle says, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So, beloved, I just want to remind you on this broadcast that the seasons of testings that you might be going through right now, they will be over. They will not endure forever. And the voice of your beloved will once again speak, as he does in the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 10 through 13, beautiful words. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Praise God. The key in any season that we're in is to ask the Lord, what is His purpose in what I'm going through? Whatever you're going through, it's important that you ask to learn the lessons that He has in that season. And also, in so doing, you'll be able to progress into the next stage of development or learning. So, as I shared earlier, going into the Word, the Scriptures specifically refer to various seasons, and I just want to share those with you. I'd like to begin with the first season, and that's times of refreshing. That's one we all look forward to, times of refreshing in His presence. There are seasons of fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord, and I trust you can relate to that. All of us, when we first birthed into God's kingdom, I think that was a time of great joy and expectation, and into anticipation and joy. Everything was new and fresh, and the world was wonderful. We had discovered Jesus, praise God. He had discovered us long ago, but we answered His call and accepted His invitation and were born into the kingdom of God. But even though there are seasons of joy in the presence of the Lord, sometimes we have to count it all joy by faith. There are other times in His times of refreshing that we enjoy the presence and blessing of the Lord without measure. Prayer is easy. The Word of God is a delight. New, precious truths drop so readily into our spirits. Learning is a continuous unfolding of the revelation of God, and it's an exciting, wonderful time. I trust you can relate to those times. Times we're on the mountaintop. There's just like an inner well bubbling up like an artesian fountain, and the joy of the Lord just overflows. Hallelujah. Well, where's the reference to that? It's found in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19, where the apostle says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Note what's important there. The times of refreshing follow repentance. And repentance is not just a one-time event in the life of a Christian when we accept Jesus, repenting and turning from our life of sin, but it's an ongoing walk of sanctification and holiness where we, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father who's just and faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And in this particular verse, although the Apostle Peter is preaching to the Jews concerning an initial turning from sin at the time of conversion, nevertheless, that spiritual principle is clearly evident. In Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verses 17 and 18, the word says, "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." What a beautiful promise that is. So, you might ask, how can we receive spiritual refreshment? Well, that scripture says by being poor and needy. And we do that in our attitude toward the Lord. Hear what Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 6. He says, "Blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Note, this promise to be filled is to those who are really hungering and thirsting. Mary prophesied in Luke, the 1st chapter, verse 53, referring to the Lord, "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away." Many in today's church world like to boast that they're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. They are blessed. But actually, as we see Jesus speaking in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, they're in the most miserable of states. This, you know, many scholars have said this refers to various church ages, but the principle, the condition, the spiritual reality is something I think we can relate to at any point in time, but it's especially true of our modern church era. And in verse 14, the word of the Lord says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know their works," this is Jesus speaking, "that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." That's how Jesus saw the church of Laodicea. And there are many, unfortunately, in today's world who feel that they've got it made. They have it all together. They've got it down. And the Lord says, you don't really see your real, true spiritual condition. So, beloved, the seasons of refreshing that come from repentance, that come from the presence of the Lord after repentance, they're most precious. They're like vats that are bursting forth new wine and oil. But they're not the only seasons of God's climate for His chosen. You know, there are many ministries that it seems they just focus on that. It's popular to preach this way. People love to hear it. But if you really read God's Word, it's not totally true, as the scriptures declare, because there's not just always seasons of refreshing, there are other seasons. And unfortunately, because of this preaching, many Christians who believe God was just going to bless them continually, when storm clouds come, they feel God's forsaken them. They've been taught that there's no period of happiness possible for a follower of Jesus Christ. I can remember once I was fairly young in the Lord, and I was in connection by correspondence with a minister who had a burden to pray for leadership, those in leadership. And I remember I actually shared there was a period of time it was very difficult, and I was fighting depression. And this sister, she was actually in Maine, wrote back, and she said, "That's because you've lost your first love." I remember I shared that with Brother Glass. He was so angry. And instead, you know, I had gone through so much, and instead of reaching out in compassion, you're going through these difficulties because something's wrong with you. And beloved, there are times that we do go through heaviness. There are times that we fight discouragement. We fight depression. And that's how I can preach the way I preach, because I've been there. I know what it is to hurt. I know what it is in my mind. We understand. If you walk with the Lord, you know He's not forsaken you, but you feel like it emotionally. If Jesus felt like that, yeah, on the cross, He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And so we must not think that seasons of refreshing are the only season that come to believers. You know, it was Jesus whose sweat poured like great drops of blood in His hour of agony. He can relate to us. Well, the time's again gone so quickly, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look at another season, and that's a season of need. Some of you may find yourself in that place right now, so I invite you to tune in as we share what God's Word has to say about this season in our lives when we are in need, when we are in temptation. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that you just be strengthened with the power of the Holy Ghost in your inner man, that God will see you through whatever you're going through at this point in time. I invite you to write, "Allow me the privilege of standing with you in prayer." Since 1965, this ministry has been raised up by God to be a partner in prayer with God's people. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.